Prickly Hill gives us a completely new picture of the scale of violence in prehistoric Britain. It's really the first time that we see evidence for warfare between separate communities or even groups of communities on a completely different scale to what went on previously. There's a sense that this was a planned event. Possibly the preparations went on for months beforehand, and this was a very committed action. The defenders included men, women, children. The attackers, however, were probably mostly adult male.
Studies of tribal warfare give some idea why the neighboring clans fought each other.
There may be a series of perceived injustices that build up over generations sometimes. And when things come to a boiling point, the violence that does break out can take the form of trying to actually exterminate a neighboring community. You would then be able to take over their resources, to take over their land, their cattle, perhaps even their women.
400 flint arrowheads found at Crickley Hill revealed how the conflict played out.
Distribution of arrowheads. It does look like the attackers have successfully overwhelmed the defense. Once you're inside, you're in much closer proximity to people, and fighting at that point would have become hand-to-hand.